This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. When Hurricane Irma crossed the Florida Keys 6 months ago, Isla Mirada didn't get the eye. It got the water, a storm surge that rose out of the Atlantic. That's where Isla Mirada's oceanfront resorts sell views of palm trees and normally calm seas. Now the small community in the Upper Keys that calls itself the sport fishing capital of the world is on the rebound.
When the storm hit, we had about 1,300 hotel rooms. And when we reopened, we had 80.
That was in October, less than a month after Hurricane Irma. Deb Gillis owns three motels in Isla Mirada. But the we she's referring to here is the whole village. She's a member of the village council. Her motels are almost fully booked now. They did okay in the storm. They had some damage, like everybody. But she's on the bay side of the overseas highway. The ocean side got hit a lot harder.
There's not one business that's not affected. It trickles all the way down to a printer. Because if I don't need as many reservation cards or business cards, he doesn't get the business either.
We're smack in the middle of tourism season, and business is still down because of the storm. Will Winton says part of the problem is people don't know who's open for business.
Just trying to get the word out that we're still here and still trying to fly people.
He's the captain of the Aw Shoot, spelled like parachute. It's a parasailing boat. The boat used to be based at Hawks Cay in the Middle Keys, but that resort is still closed. After Irma, the Aw Shoot moved to Robbie's Marina in Isla Mirada.
That was good for me.
That was a great one.
While he's waiting around for customers, Winton was helping some Canadian tourists with the tarpon feeding at the Robbie's docks. There are also some pelicans trying to steal the fish and a manatee floating through. Winton lives in the Upper Keys. His girlfriend works as a waitress, and after the storm, they thought about leaving. He says their landlord was willing to work with them on paying the rent. But they lost some neighbors.
A couple weeks after the storm, they couldn't make enough, so they had to move away.
New neighbors moved in, people who used to live in a mobile home park that Irma destroyed.
So we've lost some friends, but we've made some new ones.
Winton says now that Isla Mirada's big hotels are reopening, things are starting to pick up, and he's hoping for a busy spring break.
You're used to kind of being busy, and then all of a sudden you're sitting around, you know, and you're waiting for the phone to ring.
Captain Dave Boris says as a fishing guide, this year it's been the slowest he's seen at the docks.
Past year, sometimes you hated to hear the phone ring because you're already booked anyway.
Boris says his wife worked extra hours at her job at a medical clinic after Hurricane Irma. Some fishing guides worked construction on storm cleanup.
I don't know. I think it hurt your pride as much as it hurt your pocketbook, just not being as busy as you wanted to be.
Now the guides are counting on tarpon season starting next month.
People come from all over the world to fly fish for tarpon here, and so you have the same clientele basically year after year after year.
And a lot of them have already booked their trips. By the time tarpon season starts next month, Chica Lodge in Isla Mirada will be open again for the first time since the hurricane. It's less than a mile from where Dave Boris launches his fishing trips. The infrastructure at Chica Lodge made it through the storm just fine, according to the property's general manager, Bob Lacasse.
It's all aesthetics for the most part.
Chica has been gutted and renovated since Irma. Not for the first time. A hotel on the same site was destroyed by Hurricane Donna in 1960. And there was a fire 10 years ago.
The bones of this hotel has been around for a long time, and it's going to be here for a much longer time.
Unlike some other resorts in the Keys, the 200 employees at Chica never lost their jobs. They helped out with the cleanup and renovations. Deb Gillis from the Isla Mirada Village Council was also able to keep her staff working at the motels she owns. Even when business was slow, she says, there was a lot of work.
If you thought you were busy before, now you have another whole level of repair work to do. 2 to 3 times the amount of work because of the cleanup.
Spring breakers are already showing up in the Keys. Will Winton, the parasailing captain, says there's plenty for them to do in Isla Mirada.
Up and running, fishing, parasailing, snorkeling, scuba diving, eco tours, jet skis, kayaks, all that stuff.
Now, he just hopes the weather cooperates. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.